BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 1 through 4. Paradise. How would I react if someone said, "I have been to paradise, the third heaven," as Paul did in these verses? And he continued, "An angel came to my bedroom two separate nights when I was sleeping, reached out his hand, and when I took it, I was taken to paradise." I suppose my reaction would depend on why he is telling me this extraordinary story. Would I believe him? Certainly, I would have doubts unless he gave me proof that he came from the presence of God in paradise. Paul does not say an angel came to take him to paradise. He uses the Greek word harpazo, the same word used in 1 Thessalonians 4:17 to describe Jesus' coming to take his people to meet him in the sky as he descends to earth, that famous verse. Paul said twice he did not know whether he was in the body or out of the body, verse 2b and 3b. As was the man in the story I recalled. When I believe Paul at all, this is not the first time Paul's visit to heaven is described. He also mentions it in Galatians 1 verses 11 to 12, Ephesians 3, 2 through 6, and he even hinted at it in his first letter to Corinth. Why did Paul tell the Corinthian congregation about this event that happened shortly after his conversion? Why would anyone? Paul did not do it to gain anything for himself, verse 1. He wrote, quote, "There is nothing to be gained for myself." He boasts of it in the third person, as he has been doing in most of the letter when he referred to himself. As a last resort to persuade the congregation to change before he and others from other congregations would arrive there. He brings up this event to show the gospel he preached is more than his own speculation or ideas, as he says in those other verses I referenced. Many false prophets since Paul had said, quote, "An angel came to me and revealed to me." However, the teachings they give counter God's word through his son Jesus. So many have come since then and said that, but they countered Jesus. The gospel Paul preached did not contradict Jesus nor the Old Testament. Don't believe everyone who says, "I have been to paradise," or "I have seen an angel," or "an angel told me." Only believe the gospel according to Jesus and his apostles.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.